Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Chandler Morris and we've been seeing her at the Shelby County Fair. Hello to you, Chandler.
Hi, how are you doing?
I think pretty good. We want to know what's going on at the Shelby County Fair, but before that, we want to know a little more about you, Chandler. Tell us about you and your 4-H career and then maybe some other things.
Well, I'll be a senior this fall at Harlan High School and I have been in 4-H since a discovery, so at least third grade, and 4-H has definitely been one of my favorite experiences and organizations I've ever been in, and this is my favorite time of the year, Fair Week. It's so much fun, and I'm so excited. I have a couple items going to the state fair, so I'm really proud about that, and I can't wait for the rest of the week.
Yes. Will you be showing other items or participating in other events?
Well, I don't show any livestock, but I'm in the running for Fair Queen, so I will find out on Thursday how that turns out.
All right, very good. Well, we wish you the best doing that event, and it's always an interesting event. And you have one more year as a senior. What happens after that?
Well, I'm planning on going to Iowa State, and definitely I will try to – I know Iowa State is very agriculture-related, of course, and it would be – so cool, you know, once I graduate to come back and maybe be a 4-H leader myself, something like that, just because I've grown up around 4-H my whole life and I love it.
Okay. Well, that's been very evident as you've worked. You're now a member of the county council and have done lots of responsibilities at the Shelby County Fair. Let's look ahead now. We're talking about this on Wednesday morning. What's happening Wednesday, Thursday, and so on?
Well, Wednesday morning, I know for sure they have the pig weigh-in, so that's going to be a big thing coming in. And Thursday is also where the kids do the muffin and pie baking, and I know that is so much fun, so they'll be excited for that. And then, yeah, Wednesday again, I'm sorry, is just a bunch of the livestock weigh-ins. So Thursday is the pie and muffin. And also, County Council is hosting at 2 o'clock a scavenger hunt, so that should be fun. And then at 6:30 that night is the fair parade, followed by the Fair Queen event at 8. And Friday is working exhibits and the fashion show, as well as judging of some of the swine and horses. And on Saturday is judging many of the other livestock, as well as the pie and muffin auction and Ag Olympics. So it's really going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, because there's still some things going on Sunday, the auction finally on Monday. So if you haven't been to the Shelby County Fair, there's still a lot of things to see and do. And, of course, at Shelby County, you have open class, also a building usually full of flowers and quilts and all those kinds of things.
Yes, there is. It's full of vegetables, flowers, quilts, any homemade things you can think of. It's great to go down there and look and see what all the people from the community bring in.
Mm-hmm. And another building that's kind of unique, and I always think it's very interesting, is I'm going to call it the genealogy building.
Yes. Yep, the genealogy building. It's also kind of an open class. People from all over their community will bring in family heirlooms and things like that. So those are really fun to look at.
Ah, so lots of things going on. You want to come over to Harlan to come to the Shelby County Fair. Now, I'm go back a little bit. Let's talk about the muffin and pie contest a little bit more. Have you participated in that?
I have. Last year, I was actually the reserve grand champion for cherry pies. My brother beat me, if you can believe that. But this year, I'm actually not participating in it just because that Thursday is going to be really hectic for me. But I did muffins as well. And I was successful in that. And it's just fun because all the kids get so excited about it.
Now, muffins, as I understand, that's not for the older members.
Yeah. It's, I believe, intermediates and juniors, and then once you are a senior, you're pie. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
Okay. And then you mentioned cherry pie. Can you make other kinds of pie?
You can make cherry or apple.
That kind of narrows the competition down, I think, makes it a little tougher, perhaps. And then after those are made, what happens to them?
They will be set back and judges will come in and judge them, obviously, and then you will find out how you do on Saturday during the muffin and pie auction. And let me tell you, those go big. Pies can be sold for several hundred dollars, same with muffins, and it all goes back to the 4-H community, so it's a great fundraiser for the 4-H.
Now, I noticed that, you know, there's the sheep and the swine and the cattle and dairy and so on, but I also see you have a small pets and cats contest or judging.
Yep.
What do you know about that?
Well, I know, you know, they have the small pets, so things like hamsters. My brother even one time brought hermit crabs, if you can believe that, and he won. But, yeah, anything, you know, turtles, frogs, anything like that, that's usually in the morning, and they will be judged there right away. So, you know, they don't have to stay in the heat as long as the big livestock. So,
okay, so that could be kind of fun to come and see that. Now, an area that we haven't mentioned is actually, you know, all of the static exhibits. I don't like that name, the static mm-hmm. exhibits. That's the clothing and foods and home improvement. But it also includes Discovery. Can you tell us a bit about Discovery?
Sure. I was a part of Discovery, like I mentioned earlier before. It's for kids who are still too young to become an actual 4-H member, but they get the experience of 4-H. They get to sit in on meetings and everything, and they do get judged at county fair, except they have an own special area for the younger kids. So I think it's a great experience, and it definitely got me ready for the real 4-H, you know, experience. So it was great.
And where can people see all of those exhibits, the Discovery and all of the other 4-H static exhibits?
That will be in the 4-H building, which is right across, well, actually kind of catty corner from the commercial building. Mm-hmm. And it should be open every day, every night. So stop in.
You know, I always tell people that they need to bring a notebook along, and maybe these days an iPad or their phone or whatever, because there's so many great ideas, and not all of them get to go to State Fair. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I saw one of my friends, she made a mirror out of plastic spoons that she just spray painted to look like a flower petal, and it was the cutest thing. And you know, something even as simple as that would be great to put in my college dorm room. So I get all these great ideas.
And I saw one today that I haven't seen before. I'm sort of a fan of using pallets, you know, the wooden pallets that usually get burned, tossed, and whatever. And she had made a big kind of poster sign that's going to be outside that with a neat saying on it, just a way of recycling. You know, and those ideas are, many of them are low cost. I mean, that's one of the things that you really kind of promote.
Definitely. 4-H is all about trying to use as minimal cost as you can, because you want it to be homemade, and I mean that's basically the point of it. But definitely, and sometimes the cool things are what, you know, you find recycled items or really cheap things in a backyard and turns out as a really neat project.
Okay. You want to just mention what you exhibited this year?
Sure. I had three photographs, one of which is going to the State Fair, which is a picture of my ballet shoes. A second one was a picture of my dog's nose, and the third one was a picture of a flower. I had two baked items, a loaf of French bread and carrot cake. I refinished a table, a mahogany and elm. It was kind of a two woods at once table. That's going to the State Fair as well. And then I did a Sailor's Valentine, which is a visual arts project. It's a seashell design in an octagonal box, and that is going to the State Fair as well.
So chalk those up for State Fair, but you had items go to State Fair before.
I have. I've done several Sailor's Valentines before, but they were not as intricate and detailed as the one I did this year. And I've also refinished other types of furniture that I've gone on before as well.
So those are things that, well, I'm sure they become keepsakes for you. This isn't something you kind of do and throw away. This is a keepsake for you as your life moves on.
Oh, definitely. My mom tells me every year, all these projects are yours. I mean, we'll save them while you're in college, but once you get your own house, they're yours. Uh-huh. So I'm definitely excited about some really cool pieces of furniture I'll have.
Yes, you get to start off right. Well, let's remind folks again what time they might want to come to the fair today that goes on. Is there any evening kinds of entertainment on Wednesday evening?
Wednesday evening, there is nothing really going on. It's just still livestock weigh-in. Okay. But Thursday is where a lot of people from the community come down for the fair parade at 6:30 and the Queen Contest at 8 o'clock. And Friday, nothing much going on Friday. Saturday as well, but I know they do have entertainment lined up throughout the whole day.
Okay. So come on over to Harlan to come to the Shelby County Fair. And, you know, this is just kicking off the fair season in this area. Be sure you go to a county fair somewhere and get lots of ideas. We want to thank you very much, Chandler Morris, 4-H member from Shelby County, for visiting with us. And until next time, just remember the 4-H motto, to make the best better.